I'm with Michelle Salgado, the director of football at Dubai Sports City. Michelle, it's a big day, isn't it, for Dubai Sports City? What's happening?
It's an amazing day. It's a big day for Dubai Sports City. It's a big day for me, you know, for me, for myself. It's the launch of something special, a special brand. Let's see, an identity of Dubai for Dubai Sports City and its Spanish soccer schools. We've been working really hard, you know, to do something like that. You know, it took a time to change everything, but I think I got everything, all the ingredients, you know, for this brand, for this new, let's see, method or style of football or style of academy. I got owners that, you know, believe in us, and they provide us with the best facilities, as you can see in the Emirates. The second thing, I think I'm really lucky, because I think I found the right people, the right group, the right team to do so, and it's my team of coaches. It's not only about names, you know. In terms of academy, as you know, it's easy to bring names in here like Man United, like Real Madrid, or any big name in terms of footballers. But when you are talking about education, about formation, you need to find the right people with experience, you know, information. And all the coaches I got, they have a lot of experience in formation in Real Madrid and in Spain, of course. And that's the key factor for our academy.
Why not bring in a big name like a Manchester United, like a Real Madrid, and just have a sports academy or a football academy just on the back of that big name? What is it about Dubai Sports City and Spanish soccer schools that's so important?
First of all, is an owner's decision, of course, you know, to bring me over after having here Man United, and I don't want to be disrespectful or talk about any other academy. Of course, all the academies compete, but in this case, we don't want to compete. We want to develop something different. That's the first thing. And about what you said about the big names, I don't want to bring the big names, because big names, they care about their names. That's the first thing. We don't care about our name. We care about our brand. We care about our style. We care about the, as I said, the quality of the formation and the quality of the group of educators and coaches that are going to teach and going to prepare the kids for the life. So that's the most important thing, and that's why we want our own brand, and not being under the name of an academy or of a team.
And when does this all start, and what does it involve?
We are going to start on 14th of September, of course, the first term. The course, of course, or the year, is three terms, but we got a lot of surprises. And the first thing, the kids are going to train the whole week, but then they're going to have a time to compete. I think it's very important when you train, you show your skills, you show what you learn competing. So they're going to compete every Friday. During the week, they're going to train, of course. They're going to get ready for that competition. And, of course, we are preparing the kids for competing abroad as well. We're going to have camp trainings not only here but abroad, mainly in Spain, because we want the kids to compete against players from everywhere, because there is a big difference competing here against a Spanish kid in here than competing in Spain against a proper Spanish team. We had a small trial, you know, this summer. We didn't have time to do it really well, but we got in some kids abroad to Spain, and the experience, you know, has been fantastic. They loved it, and what they say is, oh, you know, playing with the Spanish kids is amazing. It's another quality. It's another kind of thing. So, of course, you know, for the parents, they're gonna have the chance to send the kids to Spain, and not only Spain, but any other countries with. That are going to give us the chance to go and you know, play some football.